You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Before we get into The Brain Song, we have a short message.
This is an urgent appeal for help. Are you thinking of giving financial support to a child living in poverty in the third world? Have you ever considered giving money to help people who don't even have clean water to drink or enough food to eat? Do you want to help provide medical treatment that could transform the quality of life of millions of people? Well, think again. In Britain today, thousands of useless domestic pets have a bit of a miserable time because of owners who, for whatever reason, cannot stand the sight of them anymore. For the money it costs to educate and inoculate a 7-year-old boy in Mozambique, this weird, panicky spaniel could spend the rest of his life in a hotel. For the price of a cataract operation, which would restore this Sudanese woman's sight, you could fund months of trawling up and down motorways looking for kittens. For the £3 a month that could equip an Ethiopian farmer with seeds and tools, you could provide a lifetime's doggy biscuits for this Labrador that wheezes itself every time it hears the Hoover. Please give what you can.
Here's part K.
And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that which they chose.
The angels are seen as joining in human prayer, and there is an unbroken song of praise that goes from the angels to God, and the humans join in, completing the circle. Now this is the picture that Dionysus is looking at when he studies the scriptures and pulls out 9 levels, taking the Old Testament angels and also references in the New Testament, particularly in St. Luke. And he comes up with 3 sets of 3, which is very appealing numerically. The first group, who are closest to God, are the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. And the what unites all those 3 levels is that they're in constant contemplation of the divine. They're close to God. They are constantly turned towards the divine, absorbing the light in full measure and passing it on to the levels. And what distinguishes the 3 is that the seraphim are ablaze with love of God, the cherubim are characterized by knowledge, and the thrones are to do with divine power. Then the second set of 3 is less clearly defined, has to do with universes. And then the third and last set of 3 of the hierarchy is principalities, archangels, and angels. So even archangels, who we think are very high, actually come quite low in this hierarchy. And they're the ones who move down from the heavenly realm and move among mankind, bringing these messages that we've been speaking about. The angels being the distillation of the thought of God. Because there is a great mystery as to how you get from one primal divine force to all this incredible variety that we see before us in the physical world. And there has to be a philosophical way of explaining that. How the one becomes multiple and doesn't just make multiple things that it just plays with, but enters into his creation fully. And so the angels really are seen as part of that series of manifestations or emanations, as they're called, where the light and fire of the One gradually goes out and becomes absorbed in different degrees by the different levels of creation, and the angels are the nearest to God, and from angel, as this is expounded by Ficino, for example, at the heart of the Renaissance, from God, the next level of emanation is angel or the divine mind. So you've got this very clear sense of the thoughts of God. And then the next level is soul, which means the human soul, the rational soul. And after that, soul takes on qualities and eventually takes on bodies. But that's the Neoplatonic picture as it becomes elaborated in the Renaissance.
Because early Islam does develop the story that first appears in the Book of Enoch, that the Satan and the fallen angel refused to obey God, creates the story of this being called Ibis, who refuses to worship man, all the angels called him, told to worship man, because man is an animal being. Satan goes, quite. Legitimate feels really, really good in the universe. Why on earth are you hanging in this busbuck and refuses and thrown out? The question then arises, where do we should this, which will not even What is this? That we have allowed,
I'm going to go to the next one. They are essentially simply instruments, they're rather like the sort of post-God. Or telegraph boys, they come down, deliver the message, they stop certain things happening, warn people, they have a function, but nobody's terribly concerned about what they look like or powers, they're just simply part of this rather wonderful mystical spiritual world in which Remember, this time is right, entirely sure there's only one God amongst the gods, according to the Psalms. So they're not worried about the different deities.
Adam and Eve sin, and we know it's Eve's fault, right? Adam and Eve sin, disease is the result. So before the fall, they have, they're all different stories about whether they were giants, whether they had genitals. It's very interesting, the debates about what the existence of Adam and Eve was like before the fall. After the fall, they suffer disease, and they will suffer death. The angels come along at the behest of God, and they tell Adam what he needs to know in order to heal his disease. Now, this is a story that Paracelsus likes to tell in various forms, and after Adam, the knowledge of medicine, Adam has the first true knowledge of medicine, declines, and men begin to live less long,
like the patriarchs live for
however many scores. So what Paracelsus is saying, we have lost this knowledge. It's no longer present in books. We need to recover it from nature, from studying nature. So his whole program is to find this true Adam and Eve knowledge that Adam and Eve had after the fall. In order for us to be able to heal ourselves better. And the only source of this is practice. It cannot be found in the corrupt classical tradition.
Manuela Malatesta, the University of Vienna, has been working with an opium drug called D-alanine, or Daedal. Which mimics substances found in blood of hibernating animals.
This molecule was found to be able to induce hibernation in active mammals during summer. Ground squirrels were able to enter hibernation after 5 days of treatment with Daedal.
Life on Earth depends on a number of different cycles. The energy flow starts when light energy is trapped by green plants when they make their own food by photosynthesis. For this reason, they are called the world's producers. The energy in plants is passed on when they are eaten by herbivores, which are the primary, first-level, consumers. Carnivores, the secondary consumers, obtain their energy by eating herbivores. Every time energy is passed on, some is lost as heat and in undigested matter. Dead organisms provide energy for the decomposers, fungi and bacteria.
And effectively, this is a way of giving someone a weird experience. But it's only the people who are currently psychotic who then give weird accounts of what this experience is. So they say, somebody else is speaking when I speak, or the devil is speaking. You have to have weird experiences and also be prepared to adopt weird beliefs about these experiences. In the very early stages of psychosis, a lot of people report funny things happening. But it's only when the breakdown is imminent that they actually take these things seriously, begin to try to explain them, and see them as something really important happening in their lives.
An evolution of alchemy. We've talked about sulfur and the mercury. Paracelsus adds a third principle, which is salt. So he's refining alchemical theory, but more importantly,
Next, I went to the police station or cop shop.
You see, it's fear of the unknown that is doing this country in. We need systems in place to deal with the unknown, something practical involving fists, right? Greatness may be thrust upon you, but the truth can only be beaten out with information. Why? Because we like it. Why do we like it?
Yes, why?
Yes, there is the question. Why do we like information? Because information is the basis of knowledge. Knowledge is the basis of power. Power, the basis of responsibility. There's the rub. You see the chink in the armor. You see deep, deep down. Everyone wants to confess. And they need to be milked of information as one would a cow of poison. If it were a poison cow, say, for the benefit of the cow as much as the consumers of poison. Am I clear? I hope not. For that is not my aim. See, the lust for clarity belongs to a bygone era. An era gone by. The era of the plodding donkey work is over. Now is the unicorn. The unicorn, able to make decisions without fear of error, able to justify those decisions should that prove necessary, and most importantly of all, willing to sacrifice themselves when it all inevitably goes tits up. Those are the requirements. Those who fall short will be hounded from the service, hacked from the tree of life. Those who fall on their swords will see the full pensions they richly deserve. Am I clear? The career of an investigative officer is neither long nor happy, but utterly, 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 this phenomenon, right, this fad, like those that preceded, you might remember the Toronto spoon worship shenanigans, needs to be dealt with.
When you're 4 years old, you'll stick with school from a moment of sin is gone on forever, whereas at 74, 6 weeks seem to part in a flash. I think this is in direct correlation to the 4 years of life lived. There are 4 years in relation to 6 weeks, being a much greater portion of life lived than, say, 6 weeks in relation to 7 4 years. I think that's why we think that the time flies when we're older.
And it's so much to share first.
So what I ask is, all the people who say that I think it's critical to be a part of our lives and even the nation. Why do you think this is going to be a bad time to decide, waking up every day,
I'm person's well-being, their continued functioning, depends so much on them being able to make sense of all the diverse elements in their lives, to be able to fit them together. And people who seem to incur most difficulties, particularly mental health problems in later life, seem to be those people who can't resolve the tensions between their residual belief systems and what they see in the world around and what they're experiencing in their own lives.
I had so much stress.
To live in a state of happiness for days at a time would make that state a normal condition. But that means that the real loss of the life of that condition is restored to us. So isn't it a change in the state that brings on that happiness, or wretchedness? So it seems to me that happiness is a relative condition.
So isn't it a change in the state that brings on all that happiness,
or wickedness. So it seems to you that happiness is a limited wish. To live in a state of happiness for days at a time would make that state a normal wish. But that means it's only a loss of the mind's activation to the soul.
Definitely
but I would say that there's definitely times when, particularly for people with attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or Alzheimer's disease, or traumatic brain injury.
Far away is close at hand in images of elsewhere.
She's shocked and concerned for him because she thinks his mental state isn't good. He's concerned to protect her from the truth.
Uncovering what's really going on.
The perpetual newness of
experiencing all sort of weird thoughts and delusions and thinking I was someone else and...
Your loss of identity, a loss of self.
Yeah, loss of identity, loss of self. The mind is absent and the body,
God is hardwired into the brain.
This is not proof of God's existence. It was just an evolutionary device that evolved so we could cope with the impermanence of our own existence. Superstition and awe just come along for the endorphins, serotonin, noradrenaline, dopamine, so we could cope. We're lucky 75 summers, 75 autumns, 75 winters, and 75 springs. 75 is not a lot. Even 75 is not guaranteed. You're not guaranteed 7 minutes. I haven't found a way to cope with Teddy falling out of my pram and being unable to get anybody to stop and pick him up and put him back in. I'll piss off. Stop. 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 Fuck. I'll piss off. Stop. 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 Stop.
You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Another business trip, another reason to stay away. We're coming home on Monday, smelling tangerine. They say that I should leave you, yeah, go and find someone new. Doesn't love a girl that smells like tangerine. I'm not going to bed, just stay please, please, please. This happens to all of us. Apparently I'm not good enough. I can't make you laugh like tangerine. And you say, but I'm still here. That proves that I love you, dear. You come home smelling tangerine. I'm not going to bed. Just say please, please, please. Good to me. I'm not going to bed. Just say please, please, please be good to me. Mm-hmm.
That was Tangerine from First Aid Kit's Drunken Trees CD. I'm going to end with as much Ivor Cutler as I can fit in.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I'll punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I'll punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. I am a yellow fly. I fly high up the sky. You cannot see me when the sun shines, 'cause I am the colour of the sunshine. I am the colour of the sunshine.
I am the colour of the sunshine.
Moon, moon, sing to the moon. Take your trumpet and play a tune. Da 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 da. Walking along the horny soil, trumpet by his side, ha ha. Picking at the brass till the clean shines out, makes his lips go wide. Moon, moon, sing to the moon, take your trumpet and play a tune. Da 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 da. The moon is black and green tonight, the surf is pitted and worn. Although I'm born in Scotland, I feel that I am foreign. Bum, bum, bum. Moon, moon, sing to the moon, take your trumpet and play a tune. Da 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 da. Found a cave and made a fire, boiled a piece of toast. Jump in the Clyde and row like mad, I'll meet you at the coast. Moon, moon, sing to the moon, take your trumpet and play a tune. Da 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 da.
Oh, your trumpets were lovely.
Walking down Western Avenue, what should I see but a man with a duck? What are you up to with a duck? I cried, so he sat in the curb and cried. Big round tears splashed over the duck, mostly on its shoulders and head. It reminded me of times when I'd cried in a duck, so I hit him with a piece of lead. Good old memories thought I had forgotten, so I plugged them with a nugget of lead. Bang, 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 bang. When he woke up, he stared at the sky, noticed that his duck had gone. What have you done with my duck? He cried, so I sat on the curb and cried. Big round tears splashed over my trousers, soaking into the knees and legs. It reminded him of times when he'd cried in his pants, so he hit me with a piece of lead. Good old memories, thought he had forgotten, so he plugged me with a nugget of lead. Bang, 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 bang. Go and lie down, pussy, lie on the mat, pussy, lie down. And I will turn on the Hoover, suck off the fleas before the crowd gets home. And then I'll blow out the fleas into the fish tank. Nothing gets wasted round here. Lie down, pussy, I'll get started right now. The goldfish is howling for her dinner. Where are my fleas? Jumping little parasites. Pussy, lie on the mat before the crowd gets home. Great grey grasshopper jumped on my knee, dusty with age. I was wearing my blue serge trousers, so the grasshopper left a mark. My mother was ever so sad. They had just come back from the cleaners. I shall stop your pocket money for 3 weeks, she shouted and burst in tears. My great-grandmother jumped on my knee, rusty with age. She was wearing her blue pyjamas, so great-grandmother left a mark. My father was ever so mad. She had just come back from the cleaners. I shall scrub your great-grandmother for 3 weeks, he shouted and burst with a bang. A plastic rhinoceros jumped on my knee, grumpy with age. I was wearing my spaceman's trousers, so that was the end of that. The Martians were ever so sad. On the road I go, neither above nor below. On the road I go, people hurtle to the side, scared I will give them a dunt. People cower against the walls, eyes shut tight, eyes shut tight, eyes shut tight, eyes shut tight, eyes shut tight. Shut tight, eyes shut tight, eyes Suddenly I turn and go home. Sighs of relief all round. Eyes shut tight. 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 Jumping and dancing, jumping and dancing. A group of donkeys in a field were jumping up and down. The noise they made from thudding was heard in a distant town. Jumping and dancing, jumping and dancing. They chewed the juicy thistles, then hee-hawed to the sky. The men choked on their dinner. These donkeys sure must die. Jumping and dancing, jumping and dancing. They oil their shotguns, then wipe them clean on a sheet of the Radio Times. They rub their bicycle on page 4 of the Sun. Jumping and dancing, jumping and dancing. Then they went and shot the donkeys and served them bloody well right, and went back home to their dinner, but they got no sleep that night. They could see the donkeys dying and standing in a heap. They could hear the silence. They choked on their roast beef and mashed potato and gravy. No more jumping and dancing. No more hee-haws in the sky. The river bends. Where the river bends, the blind men fall in. Where the river bends, the blind men fall in. Where do they come from, the blind men? Why do they all fall in? I don't know, and neither do they. A da ra ra dee da dee re re. A da ra ra dee da dee re re. I walked round to where the river bends and I fell in. I walked round to where the river bends and I fell in. Where do I come from? Why did I fall in? I don't know. A da ra ra dee da dee re re. A da ra ra dee da dee re re. We all went back to the bank and fell in again and 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 again. A da ra ra dee da dee re re. A da ra ra dee da dee re re.